Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Then this is the blind spots. This is where I'm just going to jump to my blind spots, which really I was like, oh, I needed this. Mm-hmm. Says you might get frustrated when others don't work as hard as you do. Ooh, come on, somebody. And they might see you as too demanding. I said, oh, is that how they see me? What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my co-host, my husband of 15 years, boyfriend of 18. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. If it's your first time tuning in.
You didn't tell him your name.
I thought you said I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Like I said, I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. If it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. If you're back, we appreciate that even more. This is a weekly podcast we do. We talk about any and everything we got dang feel like it. How y'all doing? We are also joined by our immediate family. That's the Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Yeah, I knew
you had it. To join for the low, low of $5 a month. You can be a part of that. They are watching this live right now. They're watching us record. They're watching us live produce this episode. Yes. And they in there calling me a heifer.
Actually, I don't think they didn't call.
Somebody said bras are overrated. It came in at the tail end of that conversation. and we are also joined by our sponsor, our wonderful sponsor. You'll hear more about that sponsor later on in this. And make sure you support our sponsors, because when you support them, you support us. And we need that.
Yeah, we do.
Right, because we got to pay this producer that forgot to send us a lineup today.
All right. Because she does edit this. Let me just say, you look very nice in your purple. Oh, if you're not watching, you can watch this on my YouTube channel, which is That Chick Angel TV. And you can join the comments over there as well. But you look very nice in your purple. He's got on purple and gold. Are you trying to allude that you over here wanted to pledge something?
Nah, purple and gold was around long before them niggas. Could have been Crown Royal.
Well, okay, are you alluding to Crown Royal?
Nah. I'm alluding to, this is a shirt that I decided to keep from my your stylist, as you like to say, got me.
Why do you have this?
You got to claim her as my stylist. Like, all right, I'll let you have it. But
I call her my stylist because she's my stylist.
No, when I say my stylist, you've corrected me before.
Okay.
Anyway, I like the shirt. It's a nice fabric. I like the fabric more than I like the color, but it's a nice color too. But yeah, that's what it is.
Well, you look nice.
Thank you. You do too.
You're very welcome. When you roll, you see saucy. Oh, they said you could be a Lakers fan. Is that why? Is that why you dress like that?
No, ain't got nothing to do with the Lakers. Mm. I mean, who's a Lakers fan right now? Come on. Nah, they struggling. I hate to see it.
You be watching it.
I do.
Anyways, we are going to move on to the very first segment of today's podcast, and that is In My Feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Go ahead and start it off.
No, we listening. We waiting for your song.
I'm over here trying. Oh. I ain't got no song.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
Not doing this song thing. Right? It was fun while it lasted.
It is. No, it's fun forever. Give us a song.
I can't think of nothing. Huh? I'm good. I'm bad. I'm happy. I'm sad. It's in my feelings. Yeah.
There you go.
In my feelings.
So In My Feelings is a segment where we discuss what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling bad this week. I'm going to start it off. What's got me feeling in my feelings a little bit is that we are about to enter a season in our house where the wind is on its way to kick up. If you've been following us, especially when we were vlogging, which actually we have so much vlog footage that you all haven't seen, I feel so bad. Anyways, our house sounds like demons. Well, it will. It hasn't started yet. It kind of gave us like a little preview like a weekend ago.
Yeah, you just hear like.
Yeah. It's the air.
It's like the demon slowly awakening.
Yes.
What did
yes.
I say?
Hello, old friend.
Hello, old
friend. Because when I tell you, it is the most annoying thing ever, the way this thing starts to howl through our house. And it's called, so in California, we have something called the Santa Anas. And that's the name they gave these really harsh winds that blow through the valley of California in the colder months. So this November, December, January, a little bit of February, and then it stops by the time we get to March. And because of where we live and the altitude of where we live, the winds are astronomical. So things like sitting outside to have like lunch, or if I wanted to have people over but wanted to keep it like COVID safe and be like, let's have like, you know, food outside and drinks outside. You ain't doing that.
People can't even be outside.
People, the dog, she got to hurry up and take her craps and pee and then come inside because she will blow away. Because furniture blows away.
Actually, if she tries to blow her through the fence, she's Gucci.
So I am not happy about that because, well, the thing is, it doesn't seem, it feels, it's weird. It's like there's a part of the night where it's really bad and then there's a part of the night where it's not. Like I feel like right before we go to bed, the winds aren't that bad. Soon as we get in bed, the winds are like.
No, I think it's consistently inconsistent. So it's like it happens throughout the day. Sometimes during the middle of the day, sometimes at night. It's more annoying at night because you're trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And just to demonstrate, in case y'all underestimating these winds, I'm not. This is not an exaggeration. This is how it goes. Mm-hmm. Imagine waking up to that at 2:30 a.m. where it sounds like somebody is literally screaming in your ear.
That's what it's
because
like.
the windows are good, but the wind is so powerful that it breaks through the seal and causes this whistling, howling sound.
Yeah.
In order for wind to get through those seals, it's like interlocks, like when the windows close, it's like the Usher thing, like watch this. It's like literally it's a fork groove on the window side, fork groove on the frame side, and they interlock. So for wind to get through those crevices, it would have to whistle.
Yeah,
but the amount of pressure that it takes is insane. I've said in the I've looked because we in a cul-de-sac, I can see across the street. First of all, standing in the cul-de-sac, you can hear everybody's not the shutters, the gutters vibrating. Like everybody shutters, but I can look at all the neighbors across the street and look at their windows and their garage doors like concaving in and out as the wind blows.
It's crazy.
There's a neighborhood across the way, like way across the way that we can see that's up a little higher than ours. All their trees are permanently at an angle.
During this season.
Like the trees just know. It's like, just go ahead and bend to it. Even when the wind ain't blowing, they are now at this angle. Because it comes through so fiercely.
Michelle, you are right. Marcus can always break down the mechanics of anything. And he be and when I point it out, he acts like I'm being extra.
All you got to do is look at the window.
When I point it out and be like,
be
why extra. Do you know that?
You be like, babe, you so smart.
I think it is.
It be so, what's the word? Like, it sounds a little patronizing, like, look at you.
I'm really not, though. I'm not being patronizing.
Good job, babe.
Say good job. Even do it. It would sound patronizing if I was doing that. But I'm like, you are such a nerd.
I am.
Like,
a nerd.
How do you know that?
I met a nerd that makes me feel so stupid.
Oh, we got to tell them that, T, after you tell us. What's got you feeling whichever way? And then I'll do my second half.
This is what's got me feeling some type of way. So went trick-or-treating last night. Angel went to go drop off Marcus at a friend's house. He's being a teenager, so he went to his friend's house so they could, I don't know, maybe they was nigga knocking. I don't know what they went to go do.
And these white kids were not doing that.
They call it ding-dong ditching, or when we're not around, they call it nigga knocking.
They do not.
Anyway, so I knew it was going to take Angel a while to get back, so I went ahead and took Sakai and Amar out trick-or-treating. And I thought, you know what? First, I was like, let me put Lottie up because people might be walking up in the cul-de-sac. And she's going to be acting stupid, trying to, you know, be everybody's friend. So I was like, let me put her in the cage. Put her in the cage, left out the front door. Then I thought, we about to walk around the neighborhood. Just let me bring her with us. The way I hate a dog of mine that's friendly, I despise it. I absolutely despise. She is, every time, like, I'm standing on the sidewalk. I'm having the kids go up to the door, ring the doorbell, say trick or treat, blah, blah. I'm on the sidewalk with Lottie every time. I would make her sit down beside me. Every time somebody opened up their door, she would dart and hang herself trying to run into somebody's house or speaking, trying to lick people. I'm like, I do not like, if it's my dog, I don't even like, if it ain't my dog, I don't like friendly dogs. No, it's annoying.
He doesn't.
I miss Supreme. Overly. Supreme did not mess with nobody but us. Nobody. Yeah. If he didn't know you, he didn't F with you. Simple as that.
Yeah, Lottie is definitely friendly. Callie wasn't.
I loved it about Callie. Then she would growl at. She was number 4 pounds. Showing her teeth. I'm like, yeah, tell them what it is. Oh, my God. But oh, I was like, I hate it. Because then, like, if the sidewalks are crowded, so she don't do good on leash anyway. She's, every time somebody that she doesn't recognize walk by, it's the best thing in the world. She got to run that direction.
With so many distractions.
Everybody tied up in a leash. So now I got her in a chokehold on the leash. She's literally can't go nowhere. If she tries to go 3 inches to the left, too far away from me, she's going to hang herself. I have to do that because it's too chaotic. I was like, boy.
It was too much stress. She doesn't get walked that often anyways. And even when I was walking her, like, I was still, like, training her not to pull, because I'm surprised Marcus didn't already explain this. When you're walking a dog, the dog, you should be able to have slack in the leash. There shouldn't be a pulling of the dog, and you shouldn't be dragging the dog. The dog should be like
right beside you. What she was doing before we got around a bunch of people.
Yes, and but so
people,
she's gotten better
people
at
across
it.
The street, like it's like a jerk in the leash. Not like you snatch them up. You're just like jerking,
like a little tug,
like to get their attention. Like, oh, let me catch back up, or let me slow down. Stay right beside you. That's usually what dogs supposed to do. If you stop, they stop. They ain't supposed to be in front of you, tugging you. As soon as we see some people across the street could open up the door. Trick or treat, she's darting at you.
It
hang yourself
too
every time.
Much distraction.
I was like, good. Hang yourself.
Because even though we've walked those streets before, it's during the day when nobody's coming out of their house. Like, so the most she has to worry about is hearing a neighbor's dog barking in their yard.
Yeah, that I would get. Like, her interest in another dog, whether she's scared or trying to act like she's going to be aggressive toward the dog. I'm like, hey, I get it.
She ain't used to this many people, though. She's just not used to it. So she's like, there's this many people in the world? Why y'all didn't tell me?
I said, Marcus don't like people, so she can't like people either.
That's,
yes!
That's what he would prefer. He would love Lottie if she was just only loyal to him.
Us. Supreme, I liked people more than Supreme did, and I loved it. People were like, oh, can I pet him? He will maul you. Do not pet him.
He used to not be that mean, but he got to that place. So what's got me feeling good? This is the week, you guys. This is the week that my eldest son will premiere as Willy Wonka in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And let me say, this boy has been putting in work. You feel me? We had to have
Jane Jackson over here.
Yes. Jane Jackson. Josephine Jackson is in full effect. I do not care. I do not mind. And you know what? He's taking it like a champ. I think he actually enjoys it. He enjoys his mother pushing him to greatness. See, here's the thing. It's a lot of pressure. He's 13 years old. He literally, the last role he played, he was a singing harp that had one scene. And he got to make up things because it was an originally written play by his teacher. So there were things he got to make up. He got to sing all the single ladies as he scared he left the stage. And he added that.
The harp was purposefully could not sing, though.
Yes.
Like, it was a horrible singer.
So he was able to make up a funny singing voice. He was like, I'm going to go be on the, I'm going to go be on The Voice. And then he's like, oh, the single ladies, all the single ladies. As he, so he had fun being goofy. Now you got him having to be the lead of the play. In the second act, he talks every single page. He sings multiple songs in the second act. So it's a lot of pressure. So he's not having the fun that I am like, this is what I said to him. I said, hitting the notes right every time, getting the words right every time. I don't really care about that. What I truly care about is if you're having fun. I was like, that's the only way you have failed at being this character. I was like, because you say you want to be an actor. At the end of the day, I am willing to work a 14-hour day because at some point in time in the day, I'm actually having a lot of fun as this character. At some point in time in the day, I am enjoying creating this character for people to eventually see. And I was like, if you don't get to that point, that's the only way I'm going to feel like, well, dang, this was pointless, you know? So he is still trying to get to that point, but I understand why he's not there yet because it was, he has so many lines to memorize, yeah. So many songs to memorize. Not only that, there's a kid in this musical. He's playing Charlie.
Pipes.
Charlie can sing his goddamn face off, okay? Charlie can outsing most of us watching this podcast and doing this podcast,
that,
okay?
That was the kid that when we went, I went on the tour because you and Marcus had already been on the tour, and I went on the tour by myself, and this little kid was in the auditorium.
This is the tour of the school.
Tour of the school before Marcus was going there, so last school year. We walk in the auditorium. They was like, oh, yeah, they just wrapped up a class. So we was walking in, some other director, music teacher, whoever was still working with this kid, and the noise that came out of this boy's throat. I mean, pipes.
He can
I
sing.
Was like, and you know, they're like, yeah, so they do this. I'm like, man, shut up. Let me hear this boy sing. Y'all do y'all not hear this?
This boy can
I
sing.
I mean, y'all.
He can sing.
It ain't even like, I can't even like explain the type. When you go see somebody and you hear people expect like a Fantasia or somebody to belt out something ridiculous.
This is a
let
little,
it be a little skinny white girl belt something out. Let's sound like.
You're going to be like what?
Hold up.
Listen, these parents were saying last year, this little boy that we're referring to had two lines to sing. And everybody was wild by those two lines. They were like, why didn't he sing the whole play?
Kick everybody else off.
So now my son ain't worried about that. He's worried about his own business, right? So he's not even focusing on the fact. He's like, that boy got his gifts, I have mine. But he is like, I do want to sound good with these songs. And he has the iconic, Pure Imagination song multiple times. It there are so many reprises of the song through it. And so we have been working that song, and I can proudly say I think he sounds so beautiful on the song.
Yeah.
He sounds so beautiful. We added all these dynamics to it, crescendos, decrescendos, where it's still, he's singing it purely as Broadway. I did not blacken it up. I was not like, in a world. I didn't tell him to do nothing like that.
Although when she's singing examples to him, that's exactly what she
well,
does.
Yes, when
okay,
I.
Okay, Marcus, it goes.
No, but.
I'm like, no.
No.
Don't Beyonce not, run this up to the top and
I
bottom.
I did not instruct him to do any of that.
You see how I'm coming from the diaphragm?
That I was showing Angel him how to sing from the diaphragm.
She uses any excuse she can to belt out some music.
I'm like, absolutely.
I'm like, are you rehearsing for the play or is he doing
it? Listen, because what I am trying to get him to understand is that, like, even with singing a Broadway song, your personality is allowed to flow through it. You don't have to make it seem very like crusty, extremely bland. He can add his own personality. That does not mean riff and run it up. That just means, listen, you are a gorgeous little boy. You have a beautiful smile. Charm these people. And I feel like he is there. I said, the last time he sang it for me, I said, let me tell you what. If you sound like that, when I'm up in the theater, I'm acting a fool. All he could do was laugh. All he could do is laugh. So y'all be praying for my son that he feels confident, that he has a good time. and that I don't act too much like a fool. Now, I talk about myself. Pray for this one, too, and his cousin and his granny, his grandma, because they might act a fool, too.
I know how to hold my composure when somebody's up on stage performing.
If your son kills a song.
I'm not sitting near you, so you won't know.
You are sitting near
me. I'm going to put as many people as I can
you
between
can't,
us.
The seats are assigned, and okay. I bought the tickets.
All right, we'll see. Like, excuse me. No. Oh, trust and believe, I'm not sitting next to you.
Okay, so I don't know if any of you all, and I'm going to get to yours. I don't know if any of you all have ever tried CBD before. I was interested in trying it. I was a little skeptical because, one, I didn't know if it worked. You know, you're like, is this placebo? And two, I definitely was like, is this like a illegal drug that I'm, what is this? But once I researched, I saw all the benefits of CBD, especially for somebody like me who sometimes has a hard time like actually unwinding and like calming myself. Well, now, if you ever wondered if your CBD was working, that means it probably wasn't working. If you take CBD, you shouldn't have to wonder. So Next Evo Naturals, developed by Smart Lab Technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better than regular CBD oil, because oil doesn't mix with your water-based body. It doesn't just mix with it, right? It works faster, too. So when you're trying to get to sleep, you won't waste any time wondering, is it working? So we have been using CBD, we've been using this CBD from Next Evo Naturals for the past month and a half, I want to say. And when it comes to, especially me, I have really early call times. Like yesterday, I had to wake up at 3 a.m. to be a set at 4 a.m. So trying to fall asleep at 8 o'clock in the day was not going to be easy on its own. I grabbed one of their amazing gummies. We have these strawberry flavored sleep support CBD complex gummies. And it helped just relax me to sleep so quickly. That's why I enjoy it. Marcus, even nothing helps Marcus go to sleep. I gave him one of these gummies. He was like, oh, yeah. So one night I was like, do you want your CBD gummy? He's like, I'm already sleepy. I said, oh, does it work like that? He was like, yes, it helps me go into a nice sleep.
That's my part of my routine now.
Which is great because he is somebody who has always, since I've known him, had a hard time just falling asleep at a normal time easily. So Smart Sorb technology improves CBD's ability to absorb, getting into your system with as little as 10 minutes. Most CBD oil found in tinctures, gummies, and capsules achieve between 2% to 10% absorption, which means more than 90% of what you think you're actually getting is actually wasted. Next Evo Naturals are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD to in a way your body can actually use it, and fast. Proves 29 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes. So Next Evo's triple action CBD sleep, which is what we were talking about, helps you get more refreshing sleep naturally. First, they start with a fast-acting smart sorb CBD to calm your mind. Then they add fast-acting melatonin to get you to sleep fast, plus a control-release melatonin so you sleep longer and wake refreshed. The only brand to combine these proprietary ingredients in one complex. So get a better night's rest and a better day tomorrow with products from Next Evo Naturals. For up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more, use promo code ARGUE at nextevo.com. That's NEXTEVO.com. Promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Okay, what's got you feeling
just
good?
Real quick, the way Wings and Riders showed up yesterday when I was doing Gin and Juice.
They said, somebody in comments said you did so good.
These efforts came in strong because, of course, links, of course, ain't working right. So nobody got Melissa's. They got ours. And they eventually, Melissa's ended up working, but it was already fat up in the building.
Hey!
They was waiting. I said, look at these heifers over here just up. I said, y'all showed up and showed out. Greatly appreciate that.
So if you missed it, when is that coming out?
I don't know yet. It might be the next episode. I don't know. I don't know how far ahead they are.
Okay. So we'll let y'all know.
Yeah, we'll let y'all know. And there, I'm sure she'll post something about it. Anyway, what's got me feeling great is the season is here. Okay, it done started cooling out finally in California.
Mm-hmm.
The high tomorrow out here, I think it's supposed to be like 64 or something.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, yes. Oh.
I'm happy about that.
I'm happy about it, too. The chilly mornings and chilly evenings.
I mean, I'm not happy for the reasons you are, but I am happy.
Oh, yeah. And this is the holiday season. I'm more excited to get rid of some of this heat. It just gets absolutely ridiculous. I had them fix my tent on my truck, and I just told them, go a shade darker. Because a couple of weeks ago, I was driving, and even in the back seat, the sun was, like, low. And I don't remember who was sitting behind me, but I'm just like, y'all, even with this tent, y'all feeling all of this heat from this sun.
Mm.
I was like, go darker. I don't care. It just gets it just, after so long, it's like, I don't know. Give me some gloom. Give me some gloom. I'm just tired of it. But yeah, we entering into the season of Thanksgiving, the holiday season, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I got that feeling. This time of year is great. Yeah. Reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah. I'm excited for the holiday season too.
I'm matching your eye stuff.
I know. I didn't even know that you were going to be wearing purple, but look, we don't want to wear it.
That's what's got me feeling good. I like this time of year.
Talk nice to me. So let's jump into, let's go ahead and jump into the topic of the day. So as y'all know, I've been seeing a therapist for a while. And one of the things, she's my therapist / life coach. Let me make it very clear of kind of the differences. Like with a therapist, you usually think about someone who's helping you work through your trauma, helping you interpret your emotions, which some of that stuff we both definitely did. She also, as a life coach, helped me specifically with breaking through some of the obstacles, keeping me from the goals that I have, and helping me be a better version of myself, especially with career goals and stuff. She works with a lot of women who are in executive positions. And being that me and Marcus own a business together, in which I'm the CEO of, he's the CFO of, I am definitely in, even though I've kind of been running my own business this entire time, this is a little different now because we are like, there's a lot more intention behind it, right? So one of the things that she had me do was a Gallup strength test or a Clifton strength test. It goes by both. Hold on. I'll tell you the exact name.
It says it's the Gallup is the site, but it's like Clifton reports and notes.
Yes. So Clifton's strengths test, it based it off of 34 strengths, right? Which fall under certain brackets. It can either fall under executing, influencing, relationship building, or strategic thinking, right? And you are encouraged, or at least she encouraged me, my therapist, to operate as much as possible inside of my top five strengths. So what does that mean? Basically, we talked for a long time about like operating in our zone of genius.
Yeah.
This is basically trying to tell you, this is your zone of genius. What can you do?
And some of them, depending on who you are, might surprise you.
Yeah. So it's like, this is what you do well based off of how you answer these questions. If you can find yourself in positions that give you the ability to use these skills, that's where you should be because you'll have the easiest time and you'll soar with those. They even have a version of this test that pops out careers that go well with your strengths. So I decided to have Marcus and Victory both do the Clifton strengths test. There we go. Because
strength test. You ain't even got to say strength. Strength test.
Strength test.
No, you putting strength test.
And that's not the word.
But
strength
they know test. What you're saying. Strength test. Y'all can't hear the difference.
I decided to have Marcus and Victory both take this test because as we grow our business, I want them to be able to, as we are all a team, work as much inside of their strengths. I can continue to try to force Marcus into areas that he's not, like as strong in, and that still might have to be the case because I have to do it too. But we're also going to look for as many opportunities for him to work in areas that he's strong in and vice versa. So let's start off with the first one for myself, and then we'll move to yours. Okay. I listed the four areas all of these strengths fall into. Like I said, executing, influencing, relationship building, and strategic thinking. Marcus's, most of his he leads with strategic thinking. Do you think that's accurate for you?
Yeah, definitely.
This is how accurate I feel like that is for you. When me and Marcus had a session with my life coach, we were talking about we were going to have business meetings, right? And we were discussing what he enjoys talking about business-wise. And what did you say you like?
I don't remember.
You like the conceptualizing ideas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Marcus doesn't necessarily want to talk about analytics. He don't want to talk about the to-do list, but he wants to talk about let's visually come up with something that we're going to do.
Yeah.
That is full-blown strategic thinking.
And when I was looking at the strategic thinking, is it either strategic thinking or analytical? When I was reading down through it and what it said about whichever one it was.
Oh, analytical is underneath that strategic thinking strengths.
So that I was reading that and it was breaking everything down and I was like, this is me. It was one of the things that stood out. It says, I don't dwell on the celebration of completion.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to move forward to the next thing and get it done as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, like, and we talk about it all the time, you know, victory, even the project manager, Nick, we bring on, Angel, like when something gets done, they just like want to acknowledge, it's like, oh yeah, well, this is great. And they'll sit and talk about it. I'm like, all right, it's done. Let's move to the next thing. Like, the feeling of accomplishment. You want the feeling of accomplishment, but as soon as you're there, you want to move to the next thing to accomplish it.
Yeah.
And when I was sitting there, I was like, God, and I even said that not realizing,
right.
I was like, cause they'll say, you know, so what are you going to do to celebrate? I said, acknowledge it and move on.
That is him. That is him. Victories. Do you remember yours? Was yours relationship building? Was see if you can go to your test results, and go, I'll tell you what page to go to. It'll be the tab that says reports. And then go to the 34 strength report. So Marcus's was strategic thinking. Mine was executing. Mm-hmm. If that ain't good old Angel, we gonna do it. We gonna get it. Like that. That's the thing. That's where me and Marcus probably rub each other mostly the wrong way in a lot of things. Because Marcus is definitely more so about the thought process around things, and he'd rather continue to stew over something where I am like, it's time to execute. Let's go. Enough talking. I want to do the to-do list and start marking the things off, where he wants to have time to really think over things. And he'll take 2 months, 3 months, depending on what the idea is.
I was going to say, depending on what it is. 'Cause you know, sometimes you're like, well, why don't you do this? I'm like, no, I'm just going to do it and finish it.
Yeah. So it's also very, very random. But for the most part, the way we will typically rub each other the wrong way is I'll keep coming back to, did you do this? Did you do that? Or let's do this. Let's do that. And Marcus will be like, let me think on it. Let me think about it. So it's good to just even see that on paper for us to be able to both acknowledge like what our strengths are. So it might be that, you know, I'll lean more heavily on Marcus's thought process around it, where he might have to lean more heavily on the fact that I'm actually going to make sure this thing gets done by a deadline. So Marcus's first actual strength was adaptability. And that is actually, it's his number one. It's my number 34. And at first, when I saw it as my 34, I was like, you's a lie. I'm very adaptable. I can be around any type of situation, yada, yada, yada. That is not what adaptability meant. Mm-hmm. And so once I read what it meant, I said, oh, yeah, I don't want that. Adaptability is about going with the flow. You talking about wanting to piss me off? Tell me we ain't got a plan. Tell me when this even shows up in how we plan vacations.
I was going to say, me and I talked to Shonda and Eric. They're going to be out here next week, not this coming, but next weekend. And she was like, Shonda was like, oh, yeah, we got to do something. I was like, you know, you need to hit up Angel. Because Erica hit me like, hey, homeboy, we just landed. I'm like, all right, I'm going to come by and get y'all. What y'all want to do?
You talking about pissing me off? I can't stay. When we plan vacations, Marcus, he will make sure we get to where we're going and that we have a place to stay.
Yeah.
That's the end of the sentence.
It's vacation.
He's like, I don't want my schedule all. Let's just see what happens. Let's just be there and see. Where I'm like, I don't want a chance us not being able to do stuff. So can we just lock some things in? So the best way we have found to make that work in our own relationship, it was discovered. It wasn't that we figured it out. When we went to Hawaii, we showed up. We talked to our concierge, Jamie, who we brought up many a times. Jamie planned out the entire dinner reservation. She got our activities going. So it was a thing of she was the one seeing what could make what could happen, bringing it to us. And then I was allowed, Marcus allowed, and we, you know, together decided, okay, these are the things we're going to do. I'm telling you, what was yours? It's off to go to the reports tab up at the top.
But this only, like, if I'm doing like a house project or something, that's when I fully plan everything out. But like it just in general and stuff, I'm like, nah, I ain't got to plan it out. That's like, that's why I'm the last minute. I'll hit people up. Hey, I'm about to throw some food on the grill.
It's going to be on the
people like, oh, well, let us know a couple weeks in advance, man. A couple of weeks, my ass. You're going to know when I light the charcoals.
Okay. It'll be on the,
they don't need to hear this. That's why I was talking, so you could tell it.
Okay, it'll be on the right side in the gray. So, adaptability. This is what it says for you. It says, you prefer to go with the flow. You tend to be a noun person who thinks things as they come and who discovers the future one day at a time.
Can't discover the future in advance.
Actually, according to Clifton's, you can.
You can't.
I'm telling you now, you can. My number one is futuristic. You are inspired by the future and by what could be. You energize others with your visions of the future. When I tell you how opposite that is and how that will probably always be a place where me and him have to check in with each other. So that
this is called Gallup.
Gallups. A couple of people in the chat have already spelled it out. G-A-L-L-U-P.
People keep asking. Look down through the chat.
Clifton Strengths.
All right, we'll go ahead.
And it's the 34 one. They have a shorter one that gives you less of it, but the 34 one is the one that I recommend people doing. So we have me and Marcus at the opposite end of the spectrum of him really wanting to be in the moment and me really wanting to see into the future. This is where I was like, hold up, swole up. This is amazing. For those of you who don't know, and if you're not a Christian, you might not get what I'm saying, and that's fine. If you're not a charismatic Christian, you won't get what I'm saying, and that's also fine. I have the gift of prophecy, right? God, like, downloads visions to me of things that are going to happen that have not happened yet, and I have watched all of that unfold. I'm not like one of these, like, prophets that you'll see at a church that is just like, you, right there in the purple shirt. You've been asking God for a raise. He's going to give it to you on Friday. Your boss is going to call. Da, da, da. That ain't never.
I feel like everybody asks for a raise.
That ain't never been me. But God has given me, I'm talking about very, very, I've spoken about it, that video went viral on TikTok. God gave me the name of my husband, and then lo and behold, he's sitting right here beside me. So the fact that this test even spoke to what I has always been a very present strength in my life, even though I don't say a lot of it out loud. And this is what I had said to Dr. D. And then I want you to talk more about your second strength when I bring it up. I said, sometimes I get confused on whether or not I'm getting a vision from God or if I'm speaking something into existence. And she was like, you have both strengths. You're seeing things sometimes, and sometimes you're speaking things to actually happen. It had never occurred to me that two things could be happening.
Never.
I was blown. She was like, you know, people say, is it the egg or the chicken? What came first? She was like, there's a theory that they both happened at the same time. And I was like, word. So in one of my, in maximizing my potential, and I'm going to read yours. A lot of times it says, I need to obviously write down my ideas for the future to clarify my vision for myself, my colleagues, and my friends. And another thing that it says that I thought was like really important and which makes me and Marcus really different is that it talks about in here, I'm trying to find it, about me speaking about what I see. Like for Marcus, he doesn't like to give a lot of details about what he's thinking about doing. He likes to keep it to himself. Where for me, it was like, it says, you are a visionary. Your powerful anticipation and detailed visualizations are of a better future, can turn aspirations into reality. Your vision of tomorrow can inspire others and push others to new heights. It's basically telling me I have to share what I see. That is a part of what is good for me in my strength. Where with Marcus, to maximize his, it says, look for opportunities to respond to people in situations that need your attention. Your natural ability to adapt relieves pressure during stressful situations and calms coworkers and friends. Fine tune how you respond to the unexpected. For example, if your job requires you to travel on short notice, learn how to pack and leave in 30 minutes. If your workload is unpredictable, practice the first three moves you will make when the pressure hits. Don't apologize for your spontaneity. Your willingness to seize the moment means that you won't miss out on valuable experiences and opportunity. Use your reassuring demeanor to soothe unhappy or fearful friends, coworkers, and customers. Help your friends and coworkers find productive ways to deal with stress. Show them how a new approach might help them move forward. This is Marcus with me all the time. That's how you.
Yeah.
When I get.
I'm more of a why not?
Not just why not. When I start get stressed about stuff, you'll be like.
For what? What you stressed about?
All the time.
Like because of this. And? Like that's literally.
He is constantly.
Because it's always. There's always another route. Like that's.
And I'm always stressed about what is about to happen.
What's about to happen.
I'm not ever stressed about what is happening currently. Yeah,
and what's about to happen. There's multiple routes to that too. Like.
Marcus will be like, it'll be fine. And it'll be fine.
It always has been.
And I'll be like, no, it's not going to be fine. You don't understand. You don't get it. No. Vixri, did you find yours? Just tell me all out. Influencing is Victory's strength. I would have thought yours was relationship building. Victory is a chatty Kathy. She's never
Victory
met a stranger.
Is Callie. I mean,
it's Lottie.
To a T. They are the same. That just hit me just now. Mm-hmm. It's like, quit being everybody's goddamn friend. Who's these people over here? Hey, how you doing? I'm Victory. Come on in.
Yes. Very,
Rest
very.
Supreme is like, don't let them come over here.
And so for us, for instance, something that we, are trying to work on with Victory being our assistant and helping us out with stuff is giving her more opportunities where she can be our networker. Marcus and I, even though I'm very friendly, well, y'all know Marcus, he doesn't really like people.
No, I'm such an extrovert.
I am not really great at networking. I'm not really great at putting myself out there for the purposes of gaining something that you have to give me, where Victory is a great networker. She's really good at getting to know people, getting to know what they are trying to do, getting to know what they want to do. And for us, I'm like, oh, that's a strength that me and Marcus don't have.
Yeah.
Let's use your strength for that purpose.
We'll do it when needed, but we'd rather not have to.
Right, exactly.
So, I be networking when I need to. Ain't you? Have you been shocked? Or you know what's in me?
Oh, I know, okay. It's in you. First of all, I talked about Vacation Marcus, so I know it exists. Because Vacation Marcus is super friendly and talkative. So
a
Marcus,
drink or two, yeah.
Huh?
I said, yeah, with a drink or two.
And well, luckily at this school, they love to give us a drink or two.
I'm like, Jesse? How you been golfing lately? Come on.
I wish you all could see. Sorry, we're going to take a little quick detour. I wish you all could see my husband as we have started this process of being at an independent school.
Nah, we need these kids to be in this school.
So we have three other kids that we're trying to get into this school. And independent schools is no joke. They can let in who they want and they cannot let in folk when they don't want to. And it's costly. We are not a family that can fully pay for all four kids to attend, so we are dependent upon
100% tuition for all four. Nah, y'all, we could buy two or three extremely extravagant houses for that kind of money.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we are also like a family that it needs financial aid to help, which most independent schools have. But you have to be an asset to the school, like your child and your family, not just your child. The family needs to be an asset. When I tell you, my husband cranks it up all the way.
About, keep cranking. It ain't reached the top yet. Keep going till you break the handle off. I am Mr. Friendly, Mr. Conversationalist. You want to converse? Let's converse.
In it. Y'all would be like, who's this man? Oh,
for one drop off? Oh. That's somebody invite me to a thruple. I'm like, Angel, so you know Sam and
some Becky, of them got enough money that I'd be like, go ahead and get in there.
Yeah, I'd be like, you seen what they drive, they get helicoptered in. I'll let you know about how it goes. She's gonna be like, bring your head game, babe, on it.
But it is great though. It is, I will say, it is literally so one. I want you to know how much I enjoy having you with me in this process. This is not something that Marcus used to be a part of the process of. One, he didn't really want to be a part of the process, but two, he couldn't because of his work schedule.
Yeah.
But having him a part of the process and having us both work the room.
Yeah. It is like, it's not like, Angel, it comes, correct me wrong, it comes pretty natural to you.
To be friendly?
Yeah, to be in that whole networking and talk. You love doing that. That's
I don't
thing.
Like networking. No. But when it comes to stuff that involves my children, all my skill sets come to the surface. I can make anything work.
But even without your children, if it's a room full of people that we got to be in, you ain't going to be off in the corner with me.
I'm not going to be off in the corner with you because I want to get to know people. I set myself up for people to start talking to me. You set yourself up for people not to talk to you. That's the difference.
He must be security.
I sometimes feel uncomfortable initiating the conversation because I'm like, I don't want a natural conversation, but if the conversation starts to really flow, then we Gucci. Where you're like, if we could not talk at all.
Yeah, that's me. So being in this environment, it is me like, all right, let's put in this work. Then by the time we leave, I'm like, all right, let me shut back down.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Sorry. I'm letting them know. All right, let's go to our, do you remember which one you felt like, you said analytical was the one that you felt
that
like
was one when it was explaining,
that you felt like was most like you?
I didn't read through all of them. That was the first one I read under strategic thinking. I was like, what's analytical? So I read that and I was like, oh, wow, this is me.
Okay, so analytical, this is Marcus's number two. It falls under strategic thinking. And if you wanted to know, his adaptability falls under relationship building. Marcus does do well. His closest friends will always be people who are able to respond spontaneously. This is probably why him and Kevin are actually good friends, but their friendship would be even stronger if Kevin had the adaptability a part of him. But his schedule is so tight that it's just like, hard to be. Marcus is going to find a way to make it adaptable. Yeah.
Like everybody, like BJ.
Yeah.
That boy, me and him. Eric.
Yeah.
I know. Tells me, this is like, we, like, even Wendell. in conversation, even in conversation, you could say something random and we could say something just as random right back. Or, hey, y'all, let's run and grab something to drink real quick. But we got to be here. Yeah, we can make it. Let's go.
Like, that's how Marcus be trying to plan his birthday parties. And I'm like, the world does not work like that. Stop.
It do.
It don't. Okay,
they love me, it would work that way.
Analytical. You search for reasons and causes. You have the ability to think about all the factors that might affect a situation. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because of your strengths, you sometimes take time to reflect on what people say, reaching conclusions only after thoughtful weighing the information rather than reacting to the moment. Your practicality might be a sobering effect on certain types of discussion. Now and then you intensify your own or other people's capacity to consider the bigger picture. And I'm going to go to maximizing.
I didn't see that one. I don't think.
Maximizing. If you take this, the maximizing your potential, I feel like is an important part. That is showing you how to actually push this strength further into your life. Mm-hmm. Identify credible sources you can rely on. Find helpful books, websites, experts, or other resources that you can use for references. Get involved in the planning stages of new initiatives or projects so you can evaluate its feasibility and direction before it gets too far along. Accept that sometimes you will need to take action before all the facts are in place. Choose assignments or work that allows you to analyze data, find patterns, or organize ideas. Develop your analytical talents by sharing your ideas with other analytical minds who specialize in your area. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Tanksley. Marcus will have, this is why, like I said, this is why we have friction, but this is also why we're a good pair. Marcus will sit in the planning stages for a very long time on a lot of stuff, which is good in the sense that he will be very knowledgeable by the time he executes. However, sometimes he has to execute before he's ready, like what it says here. Like sometimes you might have to execute before all the facts are in place. And I know that can be uncomfortable for him, and I get it. But this is like understanding that is just really helpful. As we plan this tour, being able to sit down, talk through what we want to do and all these, all the ins and outs of what do we want it to look like, even though sometimes I feel like Marcus might even, tell me if I'm wrong, sometimes Marcus gets uncomfortable with the, this is exactly what we're going to do because it also hinders the spontaneity Absolutely. Of yourself.
I would rather, like some of the tour, like we scheduled, we're planning everything out, and Angel's like, okay, so in this part, we're going to do this. I'm like, why can't that be off the cuff? Let's read the room and let it flow naturally. That's why I told you, I was like, this whole, like, even we was on tour with Kevin Melissa, and Angel was like, okay, so this is how this is going to flow when we introduce this. And I was just like, let me just go off with you. Because me trying to remember what's going to go, I'm going to freeze up. And I'm like, let's just do us.
And it's not that he's completely wrong, nor is he completely right.
Yeah.
Because there was a part in the tour where we were supposed to do the intro, and Marcus barely said anything, and I was looking at him, and I was like, okay, then I'll keep talking.
Yeah, because I was like, hold on, what am I supposed to say right here? Could not remember, because it was like something that's like, okay, this is what you say now. I'm like, hold on, what was I supposed to say?
I'm thinking, okay, even if you forget, then that's when your improv kicks in, but just so we know. So this is us learning each other, is learning about how much skeleton I can give him and how much skeleton I need, and then how much improvising we can do with each other. Also on this strength test, they have what's called blind spots, which are really good too, because you can get so into your strength that you end up seeing that you'll start to think that the world only works the way you operate. So for your blind spots, it says your objective and fact-based approach to decision-making may seem skeptical or critical. Keep in mind that others will have emotional, subjective, and personal opinions, and that their input is just as valuable as yours is. Because you ask many questions, people may think you always doubt the validity of their ideas, that you do not trust them, and that you are tough to work with. Explain your analysis so that they are more likely to trust your process and motives.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely gotten that. I'll just be asking questions. And it's just like, no, I'm honestly curious. Like,
it's sometimes tone, and y'all know Marcus, it's sometimes hard for me to read which one you're doing, because you know you can have a sarcastic bite sometimes, and sometimes you can be sincere, and sometimes I don't know which way you're going.
All right.
And I can say I might be misreading you sometimes.
You misread me all the time, but it's fine. It's life.
Yep, it is. All right, for me, and then we'll move on. My next one is achiever. Come on, somebody. An executing. Futuristic, sorry, is my only strategic thinking strength in my top category. Mm. I don't have strategic anywhere else. Executing is what my strengths are. You work hard and possess a great deal of stamina. You take immense satisfaction in being busy and productive. That could be my log line. That could be on my tombstone. Angels, yeah. Somewhere in heaven, being busy. Planning something for the angels.
Let me tell you, Angel will inject herself in anything that's busy work. They had the Marcus of School dance. We dropped off some food. They got, I think, a teacher and a parent, or was it two teachers? I don't know. They already there, quote unquote, manning the food area, like setting up. Kids want pizza. They handing out pizza. Ain't our job? We brought the food. Angel then proceeds. This is Angel in pretty much all situations. Angel then proceeds to start setting up the food and setting out plates and setting everything. I'm like, these grown ass teenagers can do this themselves. But I know this is Angel. This is what she does. Like track meets when I was coaching, Angel would find a way to be a part and physically doing something. Like, would you go sit down somewhere? And that's in an area where she ain't got to do nothing, but she's going to make herself busy doing something.
Chances are you set very high expectations for yourself. Typically, you push yourself until you reach your goals. You are not content unless you deliver the best performance or produce the most outstanding results. Instinctively, you channel your efforts into the task at hand. You persevere until you have gained the knowledge and skills needed to attain the goal. You can tool for many hours to secure your objective. You probably work hardest and most productively at a particular time and day. Driven by your talents, you might exhibit a strong work ethic. Perhaps your work gives you a sense of purpose it would otherwise lack. By nature, you might diligently apply yourself to organizing schedules, projects, or action plans. Perhaps the anticipation of an event delights you more than the activity itself. This partially explains why you pay attention to details. Maybe you derive some degree of satisfaction from being well prepared.
Which one is this?
This is Achiever. This is me.
So that was, like, it's on my top five.
This is me.
Okay, you know, that's on my list, though.
Achievers on your list?
Yeah.
And then it says, you are very, like, it's very likely you sometimes tool to create a future, which attaches to that futuristic, that bears little resemblance to your past. Perhaps you choose to be forward-looking person rather than someone who holds on to what was and what may never be again. And it says, this is why I succeed using Achiever. You love to complete tasks and fulfill your accomplishments fulfill you. You have a strong inner drive and an innate sense of intensity, energy, power that motivates you to work hard to get things done. I was like, isn't this everybody? I was like, doesn't everybody feel this way? No, I had no idea. Then this is the blind spots. This is where I'm just going to jump to my blind spots, which really I was like, oh, I needed this. Mm-hmm. Says you might get frustrated when others don't work as hard as you do. Ooh, come on, somebody. And they might see you as too demanding. I said, oh, is that how they see me? Probably. Remember that not everyone has the same high expectations for themselves or is driven to work as hard as you are. This was so sobering to me. It almost hurt my feelings, too. I was like, but no, I don't want that.
You know what's crazy? Oh, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Last thing. Your pressing need to get things done might cause you to take on projects or agree to deadlines before you know everything that's involved. Before you commit to something, make sure you have time and resources you need to get it done right. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a thing. Like, you will work and work until the late night, until you...
Achiever is not one of yours. I was about to be like, that don't sound right. You have adaptability, analytical, consistency, responsibility, relator.
Okay. I know I read it. I don't know why I read it. Anyway, you will work. Angel will work and work nonstop. She wakes up, cracks open the laptop. She will work all day. When others do the same thing, she's like, you don't need to be doing all of that. She's done it. You've done it with your mom. You've done it with me. Like working long hours. And I'm like, you work long hours.
I enjoy it. When I see other people not enjoying it, mm-hmm. that's when I'm like, don't do it.
But you definitely don't seem like you enjoying it.
The only thing I don't enjoy is editing. I hate it.
Like I said, Angel will work into the wee hours of the morning and then side out other people when they do the same thing.
I don't.
You gonna say your mom don't enjoy what she be doing?
My mother does not want to work as many jobs as she works. She does not. She will to have the lifestyle she wants. So it's two different things. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy I enjoy making content. I really do. I would make content all day long. If I had somebody there setting up the camera, you know, I love to talk. That's half of what I do for content is talking my face off. It is all the other mechanics of it. When do I tell you to stop working?
No, when I was working my 9-to-5, that would be your biggest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I still, regardless of how you feel, I got stuff I need to get done.
No. Again, I think it's not the hard work that I'm telling you is not good. It's when...
It was the time spent working.
And it's not even the time spent working, I possibly also would not have had as much of a problem with. But you got to understand me hearing other parts of the conversation. I'm like, well, then no, I want you doing something that you enjoy. And whether that's be with your family, whether that's this is why Marcus can attest this to being the truth. That even when you were working your 9-to-5, I would still encourage you to go out with your friends. I would still be like, when you were like, I want to go out and drive the Mustang. And I'd be like, all right, go ahead. Because my thing is that if you're, same thing with little Marcus, goes back to that. You doing all this hard work, if you're not enjoying it, then what's the point? Mm-hmm. That's truly.
All right.
You think I'm lying on this?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's next?
Oh, we about to close out.
You got your maximize? Oh, go ahead. All right, close out.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Okay.
I was trying to move on to the next thing.
Okay. Let us know in the comments if you want us to go a little bit further into these strengths. We only did our first two. I thoroughly enjoy it. I'm focused on trying to implement all of my strengths as much as possible in my life. Like, I've been dealing with these a little bit longer. Like, Marcus and Victory just completed theirs like 3 weeks ago. And this is the first time me and Marcus have really sat down and even talked about his. Like, he kind of breezed through his, where I have had a chance to sit down with my therapist and go over my top 10. So let us know what you think about it. Also, congratulations to the winners of the Halloween costume contest. Yes. For the Angel Wings and Tanks Riders first
out,
Halloween
y'all.
Costume contest.
That was extremely entertaining, by the way.
We had two entries that swept all four categories. However, I'm someone who wants to spread the wealth. So I will be picking the first runner up, if it is not either one of them, or the second runner up, if it is one of them, to get the prizes in two of the categories. So the two winners that swept the the four categories are Alicia Cheek in her impersonation of Kim Burrell, even though I put Juanita Bottom, and then and Alicia Cheeks is actually one of my mentees, and my other mentee actually, Tierra and her family, and my honorary mentee, her husband, Leon, and her daughter, Noelle. They
crafts and cocktails.
They were that chick Angel, Kylas, and special guest, along with the craft table, actual crafting table. It was hysterical. But we have two runner-ups that will also get gifts. So be on the lookout for emails from me. Oh, look, Leon's in here. But it was so fun. So if you aren't a member of our Patreon, you're missing out on some great activities. We'll be doing Friendsgiving in this month of November. Mm-hmm. Marcus, you want to give any announcements before we close out?
No. Should I have an announcement?
Marcus will be having some new products dropping here later on this month.
Oh, I wasn't going to say nothing yet. Yeah, we got new. I got some products dropping. I have a gift box that I'm working on, a man shit gift box. Still waiting on stuff to get in. Now, we got some worldly things going on in this world right now.
Yeah, they're slowing things down. Yeah,
slowing things down. So that's why I'm not like, all right, here's the deadline, because I don't know yet. I'm still waiting on things to come in. But, yeah, so I already got a few pieces, still waiting on the rest. Yeah, that's all I got right now.
And Mama Likes, the last item is in shipment from across the world.
Yeah.
We waiting for it to get to the USA.
I said I'm going
to
wait, because I don't know.
But please rate and review our podcast on Apple.
I'm strategically thinking. I ain't about to put all this out. Knowing,
come on.
You should be thinking in the future. What could possibly not happen?
Right. But please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Please follow Marcus on.
Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram. Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook. Y'all can find me on TikTok at Tank Don't Talk, because I don't be talking. Also, you can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com and check that out.
You can find me at That Chick Angel pretty much across all platforms. And you can follow this YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. And you can look at Mama Likes. All right. It's shopmamalikes.com. Until next week, you guys be blessed, and we will talk to you next time.
Y'all have a good one, fam.